Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, March 8th, 2020, Pastor John Melke. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
Words for our consideration on this second Sunday in Lent are the gospel reading from John chapter 11. You'll probably recognize where this is coming from. When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and troubled. He asked, "Where have you laid him?" They told him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" This is the day, yes, daylight saving time, which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Daylight saving time. Who came up with that? It's probably a better thing than what we have to do in the fall, right? When we see the darkness so early in the day and afternoon. And yet some people might be wondering, why are we having daylight saving time? And why is this going on? It causes people to be late for church. By the way, if they come in late as you're leaving, just don't say anything to them. Don't pick on them. It happens. And you also might be wondering why Pastor Tolberg and I are spending six consecutive weeks talking about Jesus going to war. That's our six-week series of sermons for Lenten on Sundays. The Son of God goes forth to war. Why war? I mean, when you listen to the gospel readings that we read week after week after week, you really don't see Jesus at war, do you? Most of the time, you don't. We didn't see him going to war with the reading that Alan read earlier, where he's at the well, at the Samaritan woman. And it doesn't appear that he's really at war today either when you see this text from John's gospel. But what we see today is that Jesus is a hidden warrior. As he shows his emotions just like us, and he reveals incredible power unlike us. Jesus is a hidden warrior because he shows emotions just like us. I mean, you see Jesus going throughout Judea most of the time, sometimes Samaria and Galilee, and he's just acting like us, isn't he? He's eating, he's drinking, he's sleeping, he's acting like a mere human being would be. The great thing, of course, is that Jesus is not just a human being, he's also the Son of God. And as the Son of God, he is a perfect human being. He was the perfect child, perfect student, perfect classmate, perfect friend, perfect neighbor, the perfect Son of God. We confess that he was true God and true man. And when the Apostle Paul writes these words, it becomes more clear. Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. So we have God in human flesh, Jesus, the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, not 50% human, not 50% God, but actually 100% human and 100% God all at the same time. Now that's doesn't make a whole lot of sense to us, does it? But it's true, because the Bible says it's true, and we believe it, though it doesn't seem to be possible. We accept it by faith as fact. And he says here that he made himself nothing, which literally means he emptied himself of his glory. He hid his glory from a time. And as a hidden warrior today, we see that he also showed himself with emotions just like us. We find in our text that Jesus wept. He showed great concern and care for his friends. For Lazarus has been dead for 4 days, and Mary and Martha and their friends and neighbors are weeping. When Jesus saw her weeping, that's Mary, the Jews who came with him also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and troubled. He asked, "Where have you laid him?" They told him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him." When Jesus arrived there at the scene, he was deeply moved. He showed his emotions like any human being would. He wept. He was deeply moved in spirit and was troubled at the scene before him. We find that Jesus is, as the writer says in Hebrews, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." Jesus shows, as a hidden warrior, the emotions as a human being, because he was just in the same boat as we are. He felt emotions. He felt the time when there was time to grieve. He wept at the death of his friend Lazarus. Our Savior weeps with us too. He weeps for us when we struggle in our day-to-day life. He is weeping when we find ourselves being picked on by our fellow classmates in school. He weeps with us when we are mourning and grieving because no matter how hard we try, our boss just is not satisfied with our work. He's grieving with us when we find ourselves being ignored by our family member. And the case goes on and on, on all the heartaches and the hardships that we face in life, and the Lord is weeping with us because he knows our daily struggles as well. In fact, aren't there times when you have prayed to the Lord and it doesn't seem like he's answering? Aren't there occasions when you open up the Word of God, it doesn't seem to speak to your heart at that time? Rest assured, that's not the case. Your Savior Jesus is certainly not hiding at all. He's there with an open book in his gospel and word and in the sacraments. Jesus is a hidden warrior expressing emotions just like us. He wept. I'm pretty happy that the Lord added those two little words to that gospel reading, Jesus wept. How comfort to know that when my eyes burn and my tears are flowing because of something going on in my life, when I lose a loved one or a friend or sickness or whatever health is going on, that I know that the Lord God is weeping with me. He's caring for me and my problems too. Now, it's not surprising that most of us have been at funerals of our loved ones and our dear friends, and our hearts are aching. Jesus aches with you too. But not just in those sad times of loss of life. Our Savior also knows that we are sorrowful over the times we have sinned against him by our thoughts, our words, and our actions. I'm talking about the time when we are sorrowful over the time we broke our God's commandments. The time when we did not put God first place in our lives. When we used his name in the wrong way, when we did not show respect for his word and worship, when we did not honor those who are his authorities over us and our family, our country, and our church, when we did not respect human life, when we looked at something in lust on the internet, when we refused to accept those things belonging to someone else and wanted them for ourselves, when we gossiped about that person at work or at school, when we coveted those things that do not belong to us, all those times the Lord God hears those sorrowful thoughts and words we have in our hearts, and he weeps with us too because he knows that despite our sin, we come to the cross and we find forgiveness over those sins too. Because Jesus Christ, as he shows in this wonderful story, as a hidden warrior, not only is he sharing emotions with us, but he also is revealing his incredible power over death. Some of you know who I'm talking about. When I say the name, you'll know right away who I'm talking about. Some of the little ones may not know who I'm talking about. Remember Paul Harvey? And the rest of the story? What is the rest of the story? In John chapter 11. Jesus has them roll the stone away, and he asks them to, as he prays, that they might see what he's about to reveal, his mighty power, his enormous power over death. And he says in three simple words, Lazarus, come out. And death is defeated. And Lazarus walks out, though he had been dead for 4 days. Lazarus walks out. There is no odor. The Lord does a great miracle. He brings Lazarus back to life, takes off his grave clothes, and he joins his sisters once again and his neighbors, and there's a celebration because there is life once again. Brothers and sisters, I know for most of you it won't be a problem, but consider this. 5 weeks from now is Easter Sunday. Be sure to come. Be sure to come on that Easter Sunday because you will see that Easter victory in all of its glory. Just as Jesus raised Lazarus from the grave today in this story, he comes on Easter morning to show that he is resurrected as well. But don't forget about Friday, Good Friday, where Jesus Christ would take that brutal payment for the sins of the world by that gruesome death on a tree to take away all of our sins and to assure us by his resurrection that we too will one day rise. Because the fact it remains that just as Jesus said to Lazarus, come forth, Jesus is going to say the same thing for us. He's going to stand at our graveside and say, come forth, come out. And he will raise us as well on the last day, that glorious day when we will be with him in heaven because of what he has accomplished for us, where we will be able to say, Jesus, you are the Christ, the Son of God, who came into the world. But we all know that not everybody confesses that faith, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. There are plenty of people in your community, in our community, in your neighborhood, in your walk of life, at your occupation, who truly do not know Jesus Christ as the only Savior from sin. What do we do? Well, as I've been talking about the last couple of weeks, we have this special handout we're going to be doing on March 28th, Saturday morning. We're asking our members to take this door hanger and go out throughout our community to some homes in our community and share that message that, to come on Easter to celebrate the Easter victory that is ours. What might be the result of that effort to reach out to our community? Well, it may be nothing. Or it might be that someone walks in and hears the message of Jesus Christ, the risen, crucified Savior, for the first time. That's possible. That is our goal. But the fact remains that God has given us a mission to carry out. It may be through door hangers. It may be through your own personal witness or invitation. It may be your own unique way in which you can share the message of Jesus so that others might come to know him as Lord and Savior. Not by your efforts, but by the efforts of the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ reveals a great, powerful miracle here by bringing Lazarus back to life. And the Apostle John writes, the one who is in you, Jesus, is greater than the one who is in the world. Remember last week's lesson from Luke, where Jesus is tempted in the wilderness by Satan? Satan is trying to devour us too. Satan is trying to work hard to get us to leave our faith, to join his ranks, to be separated from God for all eternity. And God tells us that Jesus is greater. Jesus is there to answer your prayers. Jesus is there every time in his gospel and word and sacrament. Jesus is there because he is your hidden warrior with amazing power. Good Friday proves it. Easter Sunday proves it. And you know that because of Jesus, you have life with him. Now, I don't know if we should keep daylight saving time throughout the whole year like some would like to do. that would maybe cause less confusion and those would not be late for church or some event on a Sunday morning. But the Lord has given us a great miracle. The Lord Jesus Christ, while hidden for a time, is revealed in his gospel promises. And he reminds you and me that he always wins every single time. He wins for you, he wins for me, he wins for the whole world, because Jesus is our Savior. Amen.